You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Important message. The Mishnah is directing us, Aseh Lecha Rav, V'Koneh Lecha Chaver. The two important factors in Jewish life is that you should have somebody over him, a coach, a rav, and also he should have a good friend. So Mishnah means that you have to be following the direction of somebody that is more knowledgeable than you to discuss your plans, decisions in life, so that saves you from lots of trouble and pashimani. So that's one of the messages of the Mishnah. Aseh lecha rav, and koneh lecha chaver. So the other way that we can learn the Mishnah, when it says aseh lecha rav, it could mean that you should make yourself a rav. Aseh lecha rav. That you yourself should be a rav. Also, it could mean that you should make yourself a good friend. Aseh lecha rav, that means you have to think of yourself a rav, like an important person. Aseh lecha chaver, that means you should be a good friend. So now, what does that mean? So obviously, when we need help, so we go to somebody that knows better than us. Chas v'shalom, not for anyone. If he's not feeling well, goes to the doctor. Why? Because doctor went to medical school for a long time, so he knows something sometimes. Or when you need somebody to give you a feedback, you know, support you, so you have to have a good friend. So in the same aspect, you should give yourself importance that you are good enough. Aseh lecha rav. And then, koneh lecha chaver, that means you should be a good friend for yourself. So that means, many times that people, they lose hope and they don't take care of themselves because they're not a good friend for themselves. The same way that good friend watches you, then you have to be a good friend for yourself to eat right, to go to sleep on time. Don't do things that, God forbid, will be harmful. So that's what exactly the message of the Mishnah is. That first of all, don't degrade yourself because maybe something went wrong, maybe, you know, things that you like it to come through, it doesn't come through, but you're having, you know, problems with so on and so on. Oh, it's too late now, it's not going to happen, see what happened to me. So this kind of attitude is very destructive. So here, that's what the Mishnah says, you have to be careful that you make yourself a rav. And don't drag your problems. Don't say, ay, 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 why such a thing happened? Why I have to go through this? What I'm going to do now? Halat shikar konam. So that's what the Mishnah says. You have to be careful. Aseh lecha rav. Make yourself a rav. Koneh lecha chaver. That means you have to be a good friend for yourself. You have to watch yourself. Watch yourself. Happened to be a very interesting story about a student. Was having a lot of challenges in life. Very hard timing. So he goes to his rav, says, "Kibbutz HaRav, I don't know what to do. Things are very tough." So he asked him, "Do you know how to make kukusib zamni? Kugel?" He said, "No, Kibbutz HaRav, I don't know. I have no idea, I don't know. You know how to make kukusib zamni?" "Yes." "Yeah, you know? It's the best food in the, you know, on the whole earth." So now he had a 10-year-old daughter, so he calls her, said, "Come, come, come. So the Rav asked the girl, says, do you know how to make kugels? Say, yes, I know how to make kugels. So then he tells her, no, go back. So he asks the students, what's the difference between you and her? You know, you don't know how to make it, she knows how to make it. Well, why? Why you don't know how to make it and she knows how to make it? Very nice. So he told him the reason is that she always next to her mother in the kitchen, and she watches her mother how to make food, so she learned. But you're not next to the cook to know to learn. So the rabbi wanted to tell him, you know why you're down? You achmu, you have no spirit. You're not smiling because you saw away from Ribono Sholam. Because if you're attached to Ribono Sholam, you never, never, never be achmu. So now to know how close you are to Hashem, see how happy you are. But if, you know, things get into you, you're sensitive, and then, you know, you cannot let go, you're dragging your problems, that means you don't have enough emunah. Why? Because you're not attached to Ribono Shel Olam. Yeah, that's what exactly the Mishnah is teaching. Aseh Lecha Rav, you have to give yourself importance. You have to know how special and unique you are. And Koneh Lecha Chaver, that means you have to make yourself a good friend for who?
For yourself.
For yourself. You have to watch yourself. You have to take care of yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Especially Chodesh Iyar. This is a very, very powerful month for lots of Yeshuot and Semachot, the Kol Am Yisrael. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.